actually, I would just like to, I would like to welcome Daddy back home. See him?
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Oh, come on, respond.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Dada Om Shanti.
Murli Dada is also here.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Thank you. Acha Morin.
Daddy sounds so well and strong.
I'm only going to do
well.
And Jinti Ben will also come for a few minutes to say hello.
Just feeling the fortune of just sitting beside Daddy, because we heard in, on Sunday about the canopy of protection. And it's interesting that when there are souls like Daddy with us who never move out of the canopy of protection ever, then when we are in their presence, we feel the canopy of protection even more strongly. And so, Daddy, I'd like to just stay under the canopy with you. Is that okay? So wherever you go, I have to come too, okay? but also welcome to Josubend, coming back with Daddy, and Hansa and Ketanbhai, they're not visible, but welcome. Oh, Ketanbhai's here. Oh, no, you didn't go anywhere, but still.
I
you went
just
to Birmingham, right?
That.
And welcome to Balwantbhai.
Yes. Balwantbhai came back from hospital on
and Prakash, Dr. Shri and family, Dr. Srinivasan family.
Thursday
and
or Friday, I can't
sure
remember exactly.
I may have forgotten somebody, but welcome to you all anyway.
So the two doctors, Balwantbhai's doctors, have met Daddy. And here's Balwantbhai saying hello to the class. And we're so delighted to have him back.
Welcome, right?
Yeah, it really is the biggest welcome to have Balwantbhai back. It's such a miracle. So Daddy's saying, wow, my fortune wah, on behalf of Balwantbhai, that Balwantbhai has returned. It's a new beginning for him. And
yes, so big welcome to Jinti Ben also, but she's just come back from Croatia too.
Jinti Ben has accompanied Daddy on the US trip. This morning when I returned from the US, somebody saw me and said, looks like you haven't gone anywhere or haven't gone and come back from anywhere, as if she's always just been here. And today, Daddy's timetable was such she absolutely fitted in the timetable, as if she also hadn't been anywhere. Because when we were in Peace Village, they had organized everything so well for Daddy's comfort, and we felt like we hadn't gone anywhere else, as if we were just upstairs in Diamond House, comfortable as we would be at home. And so
it didn't feel like I was away, but
you must have seen all the programs, because telecast and all of that, webcast, so all the main events that happened in Peace Village, and really Daddy performed some kind of magic over the gathering. At one time 200 gathering, then 400, then 1000, and in all the gatherings Daddy really spread her magic. And I felt that this time Daddy's visit there was like she had gone to spread her magic wand of love as a magic. And the instrument sisters there were saying that though it was a big gathering or many big gatherings, they felt that everything happened very smoothly. Nothing that caused any kind of fluctuation, and it was as if Dadi had tied everyone in the thread of love. And so everyone was very, very content. Everybody was happy, and there was no unnecessary sound or noise of any kind. It was as if we were all in Madhuban on Saturday when the very big program was to happen, and the halls were prepared. Outside there was a very long queue, as if we were in a queue outside Diamond Hall to go in to visit, to meet Bap Dada. So Dadi read Murli to herself in the morning, that was 5:30, and then she was meeting people and gave so much love to everyone, and she was sitting and meeting people until 10. And then Dadi came to know that so many sisters were in a queue waiting to meet Dadi, and Hansa got Dadi up and outside to see the queue. So it was such excitement just to take Dadi up to the window so Dadi could see the long queue waiting to meet her, and the tiredness just disappeared. It was as if just knowing this huge crowd is waiting to meet her, her tiredness went. And so when the queue saw that Dadi is standing at the window, they all started looking up and they were running to just have a vision of Dadi at the window. And it was like the, you know, people queue up to see the Pope. And so from the window, Dadi made this expression as if she was giving a hug to them all, and so they were all really enjoying that scene. And my feeling was that Dadi, who is the embodiment of love, the image of love, was just going to bestow love, and that's the experience everybody had. And the 10 days we spent there in Peace Village, it was a beautiful time for Dadi also, and Dadi was totally relaxed, and there was just stability in her health. One day her health was a little bit down, but we know how she immediately makes herself well again by staying in silence for a short time. She makes herself well. And so this is what I observed most of the time, that how Dadi goes into silence and makes herself well. And for maintaining very elevated vision for everyone, this was something else I observed in Dadi. And it doesn't matter what sort of atmosphere somebody may have come with, what situation somebody may have come with, everybody felt that now we should go beyond trivia and not to see anything of weakness of anyone, as if everyone has now already become complete. As if weaknesses don't exist, just seeing each one's speciality, and in that way oneself becomes special. And so really these 10 days were like magic, like a dream actually.
The dream is over and we're back at home. But
you caught that. The dream is over, we're back to the reality of home.
From the time that she came this time. And so it's feeling like I'm still in that dream. America jana to ek just an excuse tha, but just being with Dadi.
To go to America was just an excuse to be in Dadi's company, in Dadi's presence. And somebody said that it's not the feeling that Dadi is karmatit, but she is actually even beyond that stage of karmatit. She's much higher than that. And so the last program was on three topics, how Dadi has made herself beyond the karmatit stage. The question was about being the conqueror of sinful action and avyakt and karmatit. And Dadi really was in this totally karmatit stage. Wherever she looked, it was just the expression of love, as if she was overflowing with love for everyone.
The experience of love that I went there for.
Yes. Jessabin hadn't been to Madhuban this year, and so this must have been her Madhuban experience. And this was Daddy's practical demonstration of how we have to be beyond all negativity. And Amrit Vela, one morning, her health was not so good, and she felt that at Amrit Vela, Baba's drishti was pouring on her, and Daddy was asleep after that, 5 a.m., and she was lost in Baba's avyat drishti, and in an avyat stage, and the feeling that we had was what she shared with us in a gathering of 1,000. It was very much the avyat experience that we felt from her.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti to Sister Chanti. In London, as everyone comes to know that he's arriving, that he's here, then everybody, of course, gathers together, and it's a beautiful scene. And the service, as Baba says, that there should be a center for Baba in every corner, every place, so that souls can come and take benefit. And so practically, when this is talking about Yugoslavia and the Balkans, when the war finished and the state had been divided into different regions, it was in 1985, the center started there, and the people there, the sister there is really looking after the center so well. She's working and she's taking care of Baba's service, the center. And so when we reached Cyberg, that same sister was with me all the time, and I said to her, who's preparing for the retreat? And she said, there are very good teams who are ready and preparing for the retreat. And so in Cyberg there was this program, and then the next day we all went on the retreat. I didn't know that it's such a beautiful place, but it's a beautiful place, and about 65 Baba's children from all over the Balkan state, and all the different pieces of that region which exist now, they all come together for this retreat, and their language is of course the same, but they were saying from their heart that because of politics the region is divided, but Baba has made us into one family, he's made us one. And they have Murli on Skype, and it's two countries who listen to Murli on Skype, and then different places who also tune in and seeing Baba's magic, that yes, of course, golden age will come and all of that will happen, but from now, Baba's giving peace of mind, giving the experience of the comforter of hearts, and that was a beautiful scene. And then there was a beautiful experience of the Rakhi program too. And so Rakhi has started early for me, and so for me it's benefit because it's 2 hours of sitting down yoga. And so Rakhi is just namesake. It's just an excuse for having yoga, but the experience everyone has at Rakhi is very beautiful. And Sister Preeti from South London was on this trip with Chandi Ben, and she can share her experience tomorrow. She's not very well today. Okay. In fact, Terry from the sound room had also gone to Croatia recently. So if you want to know more about that region, he could also share with you.
Om Shanti, bola bene.
Daddy said Om Shanti, so everyone say together.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Everybody hasn't said it last time.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Okay. You're all very sweet.
Bahut pyare ho.
All very lovely.
Hum yahan abhi do din ki mehman
hai. I'm here just as a guest for 2 days. A guest for 2 days. Today is almost finished and then there's tomorrow. And then the day after, Daddy has to leave back to Madhuban. But the praise of London, I wouldn't be able to say in words, but it really is wonderful.
Just the news
that Jasu Ben shared, the 10 days in Peace Village were very good. First time in America that I said to Mohini Ben that I'm coming especially to meet you for 2 days. That I was coming to meet her for 2 days in America, and she was really melted. And so because of her, Daddy went, and every day they would sit together, and she would conduct class beforehand, before Daddy went there, in the classroom. And Daddy seeing that in the whole world, it's not that Baba's message has simply reached, but Baba's children of a cycle ago, Baba's children of a cycle ago have now awoken to the awareness of who they are and who belongs to them. Who am I and who belongs to me? As she says Om Shanti 3 times, who am I? Who do I belong to? What do I have to do? And each one realizes, I am light and I receive light and might from Baba. And third, what is it that I have to do? And Baba has said that don't let any thread of attachment pull you in any direction. We have overcome lust and anger. And I think everyone sitting here is free of anger. Do you ever become angry, cross? At all? Who's sitting here? You don't, do you? You don't become angry. Holland sister, Daddy's looking at the sister from Holland, because Daddy's asking who is this sister. But no, everyone has gone beyond anger, right? Because if we become even a little bit angry, then the income that we have earned to the state, it finishes. Because now I believe that Baba's children are so sensible, so wise, don't know anymore what lust, anger, greed, jealousy, ego are anymore. So, ego is given the last number, but what should we have ego about? It's the old world. It's a world that doesn't belong to us. We have nothing to do with that world. And the new world that is to come, we are studying in order to go to that new world. We're studying so well, but with the experience is that in the study there is income. And our study is through the intellect. And as is the food, so is the mind. As is the one's own color, we accompany others with that. We color others with our company.
Mm-hmm.
So then we also see what is it we have to eat, how is it we have to eat. We have to remain in remembrance. And throughout Bhadi's life, in Bharat or in the foreign lands, wherever there has been service, wherever service has begun, Dadi has made sure that first there's always been the preparation of Brahma Bhojan and offering that and feeding others that. And wherever Dadi has gone, she has done this. Wherever she goes, they say to Dadi, will you have this? Will you eat this? And Dadi would eat, knowing this is Brahma Bhojan. And Dadi would also feed others the things that she prepares. And before Baba's time, she knew Jasan Vaswani, who is young, and Dada Vaswani, who Dadi knew from a young age. And Baba had made me instrument to serve that soul. And Dadi had one time prepared millet chapatis and a sabzi, vegetable sabzi. And Dadi had the possibility of having a lift to go to visit him, and she would prepare something for him and take this vegetarian food, and she would take this kind of food for others also, so that she encouraged people to become vegetarian. And Dadi would eat one meal a day. And so it's the effect of food on the mind and the effect of good company that colors others. And when I see the two brothers, Kavi and Amit, raise your hands, please. Kavi and Amit, if you could please stand. And when I see them present, it's a wonder. Dadi doesn't know where Jyoti Ben is at present, but the children are here, the two lads, and Dadi is asking about how it is they prepare their meals. But they're very good sons, very good Baba's children. So if both of them stand, that he wants to show off these boys to everyone and show everyone your face. From childhood, Dadi has known them. From the time they were born, she knows them. And Sunil Bhai, who is the son of Mohan Bhai, who is resident here, and he comes to class, and regularly he comes on Thursdays for the evening lecture also. So Dadi knows him. She would like him to stand also. And his parents have brought him up, and this gyan has sustained him, and he's a wonderful Baba's child. And throughout this life, Dadi has... Then Dadi will share a little bit in detail things that Jasuben touched on. And three things Dadi shared there. First, about being the conqueror of sinful action. Not about how I can be that, but who can be called that? Conqueror of sinful action. Who can be called that? Without going into too much detail. Murli Dada, you're listening, aren't you? In fact, it is because Murli Dada is such a soul who is the conqueror of sinful action that he is present in the class. And each one should ask themselves that I'm not performing any sinful action now, am I? because Mama tells us in every muli, stay in Baba's remembrance and your sins will be incinerated. And the past sins of previous births will be incinerated. And if anything of sin has happened in this birth, then Baba has forgiven the soul and the soul has become free. So who feels that I am now free, that I am the conqueror of sinful actions? So the third Om Shanti is for this, to realize the deep philosophy of karma that Baba has explained so clearly. Because no one can live without performing action. Doesn't matter how much knowledge we may have, doesn't matter how much yoga we have, but we have to become karma yogis. Whilst I perform action, let me be in remembrance of one Baba. To speak through this mouth and to listen through these ears, to see through these eyes, so the soul doing all of these things. And so these are also actions, seeing, speaking, listening. And so then in my activity, my actions, to see myself, then there will not be anything wrongful. This understanding Baba has given to me, we have this attention. So one is karma of this kind, the other is elevated action. And the third, that whilst we perform action, to be detached and loved by Baba. So there's a lot of attention on this. Whilst performing action, to be detached and loved by Baba. A lot of attention on that. And so one time Baba has said, show Baba your feet. Like this, like that he's showing us. And Baba was standing on the staircase and we were all sitting downstairs. Just as we have the middle stair leading to the reception, the mezzanine, and Baba was standing at the top, and we were standing below, and we all raised our feet in this way, and we said, but why, Baba? Why are we asked to do this? And Baba said that at every step there is income, and I've seen that wherever Dadi has set foot for the sake of service, there has been income. There is a leaflet that we had made about follow father, and Dadi has read that out to us many a time in the past. And you've all seen that little leaflet. And four things that are very easy. One is, what is love? What is love? Whether it's whether it's physical objects or living things, they're not mine. Whether it's people or possessions, they're not mine. I am free. In this, as I think about it, I think that karma is very powerful and Baba is the almighty authority. and he is giving me his power. Baba is with me and he is enabling me to enact the action. There's a very nice song, quite a recent song, Baba's song, that says these words. Baba is enabling me to perform the action. So to be faithful, honest, obedient, remain in this stage. To stay in this stage of being faithful and honest, and then to have determined thought, determination. That sort of stage. A stage of being totally detached from everyone and loving towards the Father, loving towards Baba. And then there is the feeling of love for absolutely everyone. So there's love that's a general term. Then there's a very sweet expression of love, the spiritual love, and then there's a peace that comes through spiritual love. And it's Baba who gives us love, and that love is such that we are able to give love to everyone, and the expression that's used is the Ganges of love that flows. The same love for everyone. And so, through becoming the conquerors of sinful action, we become karmatit. So James, when you understand, don't you? To be karmatit means to be incorporeal and trusty. To be like bodiless and incorporeal and trusty. One can be trusty when there is the practice of being beyond the awareness of the body, bodilessness. When automatically we, the souls, are detached from the body, the intellect is not dangling anywhere, not stuck, attached to anything anywhere. The wonder is that I don't have my own home anywhere, nor my own relations, that I would say this one is mine. No, not at all. And the bear study sleeps on is also one that's given to her. And they had especially ordered a bed for Daddy. They had especially created a nice sitting room, a nice bathroom. And so you see, Mohini Ben's love for Daddy. They had made a new kitchenette, a kitchen for Daddy. And so when they heard that Daddy was coming, then they prepared everything like new. And it's the first time Daddy has seen all this. Totally new. Bedroom, kitchen, sitting room, everything. Bathroom, everything was new. Why? Because this whole aspect of having a good record of giving regard. So, okay, the stage of karmatit, but within that, very good relationships with everybody. So,
karmatit,
conqueror of sinful action and karmatit, the stage where all karma has been cleared, one is totally beyond creating any other karma. And so all that Daddy wanted to say since morning, Daddy stage has become avyak, as if she's not even present here. For many days it was Daddy's hope to inculcate the avyak stage just as she had seen Baba in his final days. Baba was very much avyakt, didn't come into sound. And so I'm repeating this. There I spoke for an hour. And every 15 minutes, having some yoga experience, I think. That's what she means. But this avyakta stage is very sweet. So, to know how to live and how to die, when we have this avyakta stage, then this is how the soul will depart from the body. When the soul will depart, I don't know. But why Daddy is still in this body is because of Baba. But Baba made his memorial, and through his avyakt stage, Baba has given so much sustenance. First, it was sustenance through the sakar form. Then it was sustenance through the avyakta form. So Bhagavan Pai, this is also a game in the drama. It was in order to take a jump in the drama. You've done so much physical service, but something had to be an excuse for taking a jump, and because of Bhagavan Pai, he was the instrument to bring these senior doctors, very sweet doctors. They're smiling very sweetly. They met Daddy. They're sitting in front of Daddy. And this is also a hospital, a spiritual hospital, but it is a hospital. Whoever comes into a hospital, and they should go smiling, they should learn to smile from this hospital. And the doctors are also smiling. And so their work has become easy now. Sister Kisi, have you seen these doctors? Wonderful.
Thank you, Om Shanti.
Thank you, Om Shanti. And that he's going to share Toli with everyone. But yes, the two doctors that he's referring to, Bhagavan Pai's doctor, who is the surgeon who did the heart, the bypass last year, and the brother who's the...
चलो जोत से जोत जगाते चलो प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो राह में आए जो दीन दुखी राह में आए जो दीन दुखी सबको गले से लगाते चलो प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो कौन है ऊंचा कौन है नीचा सब में हो ही समाया भाव के झूठे भरम में ये मानव भरमाया धर्म ध्वजा धर्म ध्वजा फहराते चलो प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो चलो जोत से जोत जगाते चलो प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो
सारे जग के कण कण में है दिव्य अमर एक आत्मा, एक ब्रह्म है एक सत्य है एक ही है परमात्मा, प्राणों से प्राण प्राणों से प्राण मिलाते चलो, प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो, प्रेम की गंगा बहाते चलो, ज्योत से ज्योत जगाते चलो, ज्योत से ज्योत जगा